A teenage Palestinian refugee who lost an arm in a bomb blast is in Philadelphia for medical care. WHYY's Carmen Russell-Luchansky was at Philadelphia International when she arrived.
Several dozen supporters were there to greet 16-year-old Tasneem Abbas and her sister Asjan as they made their way to baggage claim. Brennan Cook, a student at Swarthmore College, was among them.
Yeah, I think this is an incredibly powerful moment, and I just really hope that they feel as welcome as possible.
Abbas is expected to spend several months in the city as she is evaluated and treated at Shriners Hospital for Children and may be fitted with a prosthetic arm. Rahat Ahmad, a volunteer with Palestine Children's Relief Fund, who organized the welcome party, said helping Abbas is providing a bright spot in an otherwise difficult time.
I'm very happy to be able to take the emotions that I feel right now and really put that into the work that PCRF and other organizations are doing to help save and to treat children like Tasneem.
More than 14,000 children have been killed in the war in Gaza in the last year, with more missing. Carmen Russell-Luchansky, WHYY News.
A private developer is set to renovate 5 Northwest Philly train stations. The one-of-a-kind deal comes as SEPTA faces a financial crisis. The SEPTA board is expected to approve the long-term lease during its regularly scheduled meeting this week. And if that happens, developer Ken Weinstein will spend more than $1 million to renovate the vacant stations along the Chestnut Hill East and Chestnut Hill West lines. Weinstein says the project would be a win-win for his company and SEPTA. He says that right now these stations bring down the community because they're vacant and deteriorated, and blight is not good for anyone. He says by restoring and reusing these stations, they can help attract SEPTA riders and create a better quality of life. And for your weather, it's a sunny 51 degrees in Philadelphia, but expect clouds and rain to move into the region later this afternoon as temperatures creep up to 56. You're listening to WHYY.